Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM today from beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to tell you some events coming up twice next year from January. January 23rd to February 7th, and again from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. I have been told that that I will be going into the Hollow Earth on this trip in January, and at the end of January 2020, and others who accompany me, if their vibrations are high enough, will also be going along with me into the Hollow Earth. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll also be visiting Machu Picchu as well as Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac and the Sacred Valley, Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas, which has a museum of wonderful hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. The trip should be really out of this world. Psychic readings will also be available. And we will also be meeting Inca shaman who will be doing healings there as well in Cusco. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is just $4.97 per person with airfare and accommodations extra. I also will be going back to Mount Shasta twice next year. The first time will be July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. There are a lot of miracles, healings, which have occurred on my trips to Mount Shasta. And last year in September, Adama from the from Telos and the Hollow Earth actually healed my eyesight. I had blurry 20/50 blurry farsighted vision in my right eye. He healed both eyes, and now today I have crystal clear 20/10 vision in both eyes. This is just an example of some of the miracle healings that have occurred on the trip. And if you're interested in coming, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to bring on Marianne Abramson. She's a wonderful lady trying to stop a new 5G system in the Yelm, Washington area south of Olympia, Washington. And it's an example. She's an example of what citizens can do to help stop this insane new Frankenstein system. And Mary, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. I guess I'm out of this world today.
You're out on your
program, and yes, sign me up for the trip. Wow,
okay.
That sounds so exciting.
All right, great. Well, my pleasure, my friend. Well, people often ask me, Marianne, well, what can I do as one person to help stop the 5G, or at least bring in some sanity into the decision-maker process for the for this new cell system? I think you're an example of that. Marianne, and we discussed some of the issues that you've been facing. Could you go over those briefly, if you don't mind?
Well, I have been kind of a resistor. I think that when you say, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
The big question that everybody is asking is, do I choose to be a freed person or do I choose to be enslaved?
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone is asking that personally, and we have seen it in groups. We're seeing uprisings all over the place, even back in Iraq, in Baghdad, they're having uprisings.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Sure.
People want liberty.
Right.
And I often dress up as Mother Goddess Liberty. She carries a light.
Mm-hmm.
But the light of enlightenment is not that torch. It's
mm-hmm.
what she carries in her other arm,
mm-hmm.
the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I have learned in my resistance to what's happened is that that Declaration of Independence is our most sacred political mm-hmm. document in
mm-hmm.
the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, we see how the protesters are quoting it.
Yeah.
And the first thing that
In Hong Kong, they quote it in Hong Kong.
They quote it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here it is from 1776.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So our country, we have fallen into the slavery, especially death slavery, since 1776, when
right.
for the first time in recent recorded history, a group of people stood up and took their innate, God-given, divine power back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first step. And we hold these truths to be sacred, undeniable, and self-evident, that
yeah.
all are yeah. created equal.
Yeah.
How audacious was that? You know, we had this Bible that said that we're ruled divinely by kings.
Right.
No, every individual is equal.
Yeah.
And when he said men in that declaration, he meant men, plural, for men and women.
Sure.
I know it took us a while to get men,
sure.
women's rights,
sure.
And,
sure.
and we got the slaves. But he knew the real message of Jesus Christ was that all men are equal.
Marianne?
He knew that he was a 33-degree Mason before
sure.
they were infiltrated.
Sure. Marianne,
is the first thing to do, is to understand mm-hmm. our innate power that we have when we stand up.
Absolutely.
So locally, here in Thurston County, about 3-4 years ago, we got wind
Washington.
That Verizon was mm-hmm. going to put up a cell tower
mm-hmm.
out here in the rural area, in a piece of property where they raise sheep, right next to this
mm-hmm.
multi-million-dollar bird sanctuary that had just been developed by the Ecological Department.
Mm-hmm.
And the word got around that they were going for permits, and people got, oh, my gosh, we don't want some big old
right.
cell tower out here in our beautiful pastoral area.
Sure.
And people started going down to the commissioners' meetings every Tuesday and speaking out. And, of course, safety was the big thing. We were very concerned because the more research we were finding out that this, was not just going to be a regular cell tower. It's going to be the first 5G cell tower introduced in our county.
Right.
And we're finding that that there's no safety studies on it. In fact, in February, I forget the date exactly, last year, they were asking Congress, do you plan to do any safety studies? No.
Yeah.
Do you plan to set any money aside to do safety studies? No.
Mary?
So here the industry is not doing any safety studies.
Mary?
Yes.
I have to tell you, I'm so sorry. I wish I had more time today, but there's two quick points before we go. I want to bring you on for a longer show, too, but I wanted to get you out today for a little bit for the public. You've got an active legal case right now against Verizon and the new cell tower in the Washington courts, and you're asking if there's any attorneys out there or anybody with legal experience who'd like to help to please contact them. And they're welcome to call. They're welcome to email me if they like it, outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or to call me, Ted, at 509-750-9793. And I don't know if you want to give out your contact information, Mary, but I'll forward on anybody who's interested
yeah,
in helping.
Forward it to me because I don't do too well on the internet.
That's fine. Well, I commend you. And one of the things too that they did is that the county did, in considering this new 5G cell tower, people worked very hard. They submitted 494 pages of public comments over a multi-year period against the cell tower, and the county, when it came to analysis a couple of years ago, they threw away all the public comments as if that was okay. Well, it's not okay. But that's the basis of this
correct.
Lawsuit now. They're trying to stop it. So,
they claim that we did not have standing. And the reason I mentioned the Declaration of Independence is because
yeah.
we, the people, the humans, have standing.
Right.
Instead, they gave standing to a non-human, Verizon, a corporation.
Yeah. Say
and
that again.
So the what we're yeah. fighting is the fact that the corporations now have status as a
well, they don't.
As a person.
They really shouldn't.
And they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
has to be changed. And
yeah.
if we end up going to the Supreme Court of the state over this, and eventually the Supreme Court of the United States over this, we are saying that we have standing as people, and they
sure.
do not.
Sure.
Maybe
Mary?
This would be a way to get rid of citizens
Mary, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that you could come on today. I wish I had more time, but I have another guest now. But thank you so much, Mary, for coming on today and telling people about your courageousness.
I just tell people, never give up.
Yeah, yeah.
Never give up. We are the sovereigns.
Right.
And we have these legal issues that are immoral, and we'll just have to get them changed.
Right, absolutely, Mary. Well, thank you so much for your good work.
Again, thank you for all your work.
Well, my pleasure. And if you have a legal background, would like to help out in their lawsuit to stop this new 5G cell tower, please send an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Mary, for your wonderful work. And
you're very welcome.
Okay, take care and take care. Thank you so much for coming on today. That was Marianne Abramson talking about her work and her group's efforts to stop a 5G cell tower in the Yum, Washington area just south of Seattle. One thing I forgot to mention earlier is I'll be going to a psychic fair at the a psychic health fair at the Ocean Shores at Ocean Shores, Washington on the ocean on November 22nd and 23rd. It's called the Sasquatch Summit, and if you are in the area, please stop by. I would love to meet you. My next guest is Marie Thorne Thompson. She's from Santa Barbara, California. And Marie has been in direct contact with the Pleiadians. And a week ago, we made a call out to the Pleiadians for help with the California fires. And they responded by sending 500 or 600 different ships into her area. And Marie has been making videotapes, videos of these ships flying overhead in Santa Barbara. You can't help but see them. They're everywhere. I posted it on Facebook today. And Marie, are you there? We'll bring Marie on. Marie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Ted. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come on. Well, tell us what's happened since a week ago when we made the plea for the Pleiadian help with the fires in California.
You know, it just keeps getting better and better. You know, we had our talk here on air last week, and it was a great conversation, and we came, you and I, and, you know, kind of the conglomerate of people, listeners, came to the conclusion that we all need to ask for help and, you know, kind of make that, just like anything, you know, if you want to make change or you need help, you have to sort of initiate it yourself, and we did.
Right.
And, I didn't have any expectations about anything, but then 2 days later, I went out to do my filming, and, I mean, I literally fell off my chair when I saw what was coming through the film. And I just, you know, like you said, it was like a freeway. It was like a swarm. You know, it was so many. It was unbelievable, unbelievable. And so, you know, and then I talked to you shortly after, you know, a day or so after, and I had forgotten about the call for help because I was in such shock as to what was happening at that moment, you know, and then you reminded me about that, and I just shocked myself. Holy moly. Well, Marie,
there
they are.
Well, Marie, let's do another call for help to our Pleiadian friends, because I just got a message. They are listening today, and my good friend, Pleiadian Admiral Hilarious, who's in charge of all the 2 million ships circling the planet now, is listening. So on behalf of all of my listeners today, if you'd like the Pleiadians to help us with the fires in California and also to stop this 5G system, and please help us to bring about true world peace for planet Earth. Please, we want your assistance. They don't interfere. They respect free will. There is such a thing as the Prime Directive. But if you do ask, they will come in and intervene, help us in a good way. So I'd like for everyone to ask them now for help, because they are waiting for us to make the request. So let's make another request right now, everyone listening around the world. Let's ask the Pleiadians for help in stopping the fires in California, Australia, and in the Amazon, as well as stopping this Frankenstein 5G cell system, which is going to do nothing but harm for us. Would you like to add anything else, Marie, for asking them for help?
You know, you did a good job. You definitely covered my top three. You know, a couple of the other, there's just so many systems that need some real alignment. You know, our medical systems and the epidemiology and curing of diseases. We need
Well, what we can do, we can address that next week. We'll have a weekly call out to the Pleiadians for help. Okay, we'll stick to this. And for those listening today, if you have additional requests for them to help, to provide assistance, just email me, and I'll include it on the program for next Friday as well. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. So let's take a moment of silence here and silently ask our good Pleiadian friends for help with the fires in California, Australia, and in the Amazon as well, and for help in stopping this Frankenstein 5G cell system. Just take a minute and just silently ask them for help. Oh, yeah, they heard us all right. They just said that they're going to show up even in more force, not only around where you live, Marie, but many other cities around the world as well. So that's what we want. We want that kind of good help, finally, to get that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yes. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Are you getting any other messages from them?
One message that I do feel that kind of came to me today as I was preparing to talk with you was one of the ways that they help Ethernet.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Marie? I lost you there. Marie, are you there? Okay, we'll get Marie back here in a minute. But Marie's an amazing lady. I posted her the YouTube video that she'd made of the ships flying around, which I thought was really amazing. And so it's there on my Facebook post for today's show. And I want to thank Marie so much for keeping us in touch and giving us an update on what she's seeing down in Santa Barbara in terms of the Pleiadian spacecraft. I'm told right now by my Pleiadian Admiral friend there's going to be even more of that activity coming through in the coming weeks and months as we continue to ask for their help. They are going to respond, and there's going to be more and more of that kind of activity. So I can't wait. Oh, yeah. Hi, Marie, are you there?
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hi, my friend. I'm so glad you're back. Yeah, thanks, Eric, so much for getting it back. Really appreciate it. Anyway, yeah, I've got to go on to my next guest now. But would you like to share any messages quickly from them before we go?
Yes, I have one quick message from them.
Okay.
I know that us, while we're here on the planet, the Earthlings, we feel like things, you know, we're not really seeing like giant, massive changes. But they work very deeply and divinely within the ether net,
mm-hmm.
right, in the ether realms. And mm-hmm. that's where things manifest, you know, first prompting from the geometric realms and the energy realms. And
okay.
it's from there that they are helping to manipulate and help create change and helping us with our demands, or not our demands, our requests, our call for help. And so sometimes when we don't feel like things are happening, or, you know, someone's not in there carrying the torch, making those changes, or, you know, knocking those poles down, I'm being reminded that they're working on a subtler level, which is more powerful and has
Great.
More impact for us. And so for us to be a little patient, they are there and they are working with us, and just keep the communication and lines open and keep making those requests for help, because they need our permission. They need our assistance in making those.
Great. Well, I'll start making you a weekly feature on my show. Since they are responding, and I know they're helping us, so why not? I love their help, and I want to thank Pleiadian Admiral Hilarious for responding and for hearing us. Oh, he's listening now, and for their beautiful help. So thank you so much. We appreciate you so much for helping us. And Marie, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you all. Thank you for having me. I love the conversation. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Eric, thank you so much for all your help. Now we'll bring on QAnon, who's called in for the show. Q, are you there?
Good day, Ted. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine. Crystal clear. Crystal clear. Really good connection.
Well, I'm good.
Thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it, all my listeners. Excuse me, that's every once in a while I still cough a little bit, but I'm much better than I was. I wanted to tell you, you have a fan named Michelle in Chicago who sent me, this is from when, I think this was a couple of weeks, a week or two ago, where she wished me happy birthday here. And also, she said that, I'm paraphrase this because it's kind of a long email. QAnon, I love that being on the show. I feel a very strong connection with him. It's very special, and thank you so much for helping to make this world a better place. So that's from Shell in Chicago. Came in a message for you, Q.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I knew you had at least one listener.
Yeah, yeah, at least one. At least one, absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What did you want to take care of today? What are you all working on? I have a couple items I wanted to get across to you. Oh. To you all, and but you go ahead. It's your show.
Well, actually, I brought you on because you lend a unique perspective of things, Q. And I was wondering, you go ahead. You take the lead. I've got some questions, but you go ahead. I want you to talk about what you'd like to talk about first.
Okay, real good. And then we have about 30 minutes here?
34 to be exact.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for your never-ending energy and working through all of these lifelong issues, observations, personally and professionally. I'm very proud to know you and how many people you helped to make this world a better place. And,
thank you.
I commend you for your courage working with me and others, and I encourage you to keep collaborating. The more we can all stick together on a lot of these items, the stronger we're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I don't know. I don't say it all the time when I get on the radio, but I'll do my best to communicate with this language that we've been given. But just know that I have a belief that the descriptions of information I give are limited on this language, and just know that I have a great appreciation, respect for everyone's beliefs, respect and appreciation for their perceptions, and to believe in themselves, and I'm just one person of many. So use this information and discern this information however you want, and look within it each and every day. The first thing I wanted to kind of get people aware of is, one of the reasons we're doing this radio show is to create redundancy. It's going to be unusually frustrating, I think, for some as the computer systems get contradicted in our communication. So whether it's a text or an email or a web page, we are already seeing a lot of script that's getting manipulated. And remember that the internet only has one pipeline. Mm. And I know we rely on this to communicate with regularly, but I would encourage people to start using telephones. Being with people eyeball to eyeball, these computers, you can. It should be very tough to believe everything you read and see. And we're very aware that the news is, propped up by whatever story we want to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people don't exist anymore that you see on the news, and I'll leave it at that. And you can do your own homework, but just know that not everything is real just because it's on the computer. And I assume I'm preaching the choir on that.
There's an old saying for newspapers here. It comes from several decades ago, but it's said that, don't believe everything you read in the papers, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So same today, same for today too. So
yeah. So that goes for the Q Post too. Once they get transferred a couple times, you don't know who's manipulating them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why we're doing the radio show here.
Sure.
The couple items I want to get out, there's two items I want to get out. I want to give some people some hope and some direction on some of the things that are happening behind the curtains, if you will, in the military. But the first thing I want to talk about is what we're probably not going to learn about until we do our own homework is the mandate in the United States to have what's going to be called a real ID card. And the real ID card was created by, was pushed through to Homeland Security, I think it's 2008, maybe a little bit earlier, but it goes in effect October 1st, 2019. And at first glance, it doesn't look all that controlling to you until you realize that the requirements to get a real ID card. And now, if you don't have a what they're calling a real ID card, you're not going to be able to fly to any state in America, let alone outside the country. And the one you can go and I'll read you a state of California's requirements for a real ID card, but just know that every single state in the is going to require a real ID card. So the first item you're going to have that, again, this doesn't seem anything out of the ordinary until you start putting together the totalitarian two-step possibilities here. So the first thing you need is a proof of identity, original or certified valid passport, birth certificate, etc. One proof of Social Security number. Okay. The Social Security number. Now, last time I looked on my Social Security card or others, it's not a valid form of identity, but now you need one to get an ID, a real ID card. Second, you'll need two different proofs of California residency. So we're just talking about California. That would be a utility bill, a phone bill, a mortgage bill, et cetera. So now let's assume that we all have our real ID cards, and then we lose it. Stolen, what have you.
Right.
Now you can't leave the country. But more importantly, this ID card is required right from October 1st if you want to go into a federal building.
From this year or next year?
Excuse me, next year.
Next year, okay.
Yep,
okay.
Next October.
Yeah.
So next October, let's say you're drawing Social Security and you want to update your or pick a thousand government agencies that you want to go talk to somebody.
Sure.
You don't have this ID card, you're not getting in.
Wow.
And so the real totalitarian steps that I see are the social management of all of us, because we stepped out of line or we've spoken up or we're going on the Ted Marr show, et cetera, much like we see happening in China.
Now, I was just going to ask you about China. China has a draconian system. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah.
I know that the police there actually have identification built within their glasses. So when they look at you, they can see if you're unwanted by the state, if they should throw you in jail. But also that they give what's called social credits for people. So that if you jaywalk in China, they'll take away social credits or even fine you or give you a fine. I don't know too much about the system, but that's what I've heard anyway.
Yes, very good. Well, I believe we need to keep asking questions and ask questions and keep up on these kind of items. At the same time, I'm very optimistic that we are incredible beings that can do a lot of things if we set ourselves for it.
You know what Benjamin Franklin said about this? He said like 200, what was it, about 200 years ago, he said, "We gave you a republic if you can keep it."
If you can keep it. I would encourage everyone to believe with their heart center, see it, believe it and see it. And we can make these changes. We're definitely in a heavy war. And I see, some of the, whether you can believe them or not, I'm unsure, is that some of these articles I read in the whichever media you like to call it, make it sound like we've got everything squared away, and that's far from the truth.
Right, right.
So someday, if you want to go into detail about some of those events, I'm happy to talk about it. But one topic I want to talk to you about is I'm very aware of many envelopes getting opened currently.
Okay.
And they have been for a while. But the disappointing part about envelopes getting opened in the military and, you know, these indictments getting exposed is they're not publishing them to our citizenship for a couple different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This also has to do with our financial system. It's to do with almost every walk of life in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we could talk about the world as well, but we will assume that almost every piece of information we've been given through our education system, healthcare system, et cetera, has been very well-designed disinformation.
Hmm.
And one of the agendas in the processes for opening these indictments is to not create this brutal chaos for, you know, the regular guy who doesn't keep up on this type of material.
Mm-hmm.
So one way to do that is to do these military tribunals in underground bases, above ground bases, a lot of places. Now, well, the one good thing about the processes for military tribunals is that you have to have attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know if you know an attorney, Ted, but if you contact an attorney, it's my understanding that the attorney is required to let his customer aware of the contact. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. If there's a client relationship,
right,
that's true.
All right. Now, if someone on your listening to your show wanted to do that, I'll tell you who that person would be in the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Robert D. Goodmanson. Goodmanson is spelled G-U-D-M-U-N-D-S-O-N, Goodmanson,
okay.
Icelandic version.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a 3-star admiral in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and he's been retired for about 5 years, but he works full-time at the Pentagon.
Hmm.
So you can put two and two together there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a West Point grad and a lawyer in some of these cases.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone was inspired to send him information, you will get a response, and because he's required to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to give that information out because we all are owed this information, and it's part of our rights as a United States citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, do you know any lawyers, Ted?
Not many. Used to. No. A few, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I want to give that mostly for an encouraging bit of information, because, you know, these are a lot of dead ends that we get given here, and I'm fortunate to get a lot of this information and help out in how I see fit. But I think that's the bulk of the information I want to get out today, but really encourage everybody to realize that, you see, if the aliens were coming to help us, they already would.
Right.
And so I would encourage everybody to look in the mirror and say, what can I do? And, if you want to call on extra help, you know, you already did.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, there's one thing I wanted to ask you, Q, and that has to do with a couple of months ago. You said this month, and this month is not over yet. We're about the middle of the month right now.
Uh-huh.
But this month, in December, there would be some disclosures regarding 9/11. And I was wondering, what do you see happening on that front?
Right. So I expect that 9/11 specifically is will be an organic, you know, there's so much going on in our government.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many topics, so many the the 9/11, you can expect that to be more of an organic upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those cases have already made it to their initial hearing. So okay. I already, if you follow those cases, a 9/11 has already been disclosed. The claims are now being reviewed. And so, you know, if you get involved in it, you'll see there's a lot of due diligence already been done. Mm-hmm. But this month is a big month for 9/11 because it's going to overlap with much of what's happening in the military tribunals.
I see.
So they do overlap mm-hmm. because they both inherit that in financial system mm-hmm. and the reasoning for 9/11.
Hmm. One thing, I've got a question in from Jeff in Chicago asking mm-hmm. about when will the American public be fully informed about these tribunals and the envelopes being open. Is there some kind of delay? Do they intend to disclose it eventually, like by next year, or what do you see?
Right. So the key individual, there's several key individuals that help put the puzzle pieces together for all mm-hmm. of us. And just know that this is very, very well organized in the way that the information is getting put out.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is going to come through independent networks.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to independent military networks.
Okay.
You can cross-reference what I'm talking about. The Marine Reserves have been called to be dispatched already. But envision a military radio show, possibly a TV show, and possibly an internet show. You know, something that is it's a 24-hour running system where you get facts, you'll see publications on the case files, but just know that it's very, very well put together.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I wanted to have a small segment today on Veterans Day because it was last Monday, and I wanted to honor all the men and women, not only in the United States, but Canada and all the United Kingdom, other countries as well, for their sacrifices for their countries over the past, I don't know how many years. My dad was in the Army for 30 years, and I wanted to honor him as well. And I had a tough time getting a hold of anybody. I wanted to have General Jim Mattis of the Marines on, former Defense Secretary, and I absolutely can't get a hold of him. And then I think, are they busy right now? Are those branches of service busy right now with these tribunals and what's going on behind the curtains?
Yeah, they really are. There are some things you can do to do some due diligence, just to see some peculiar activity. You've got all of our Atlantic Coast aircraft carriers in Norfolk for presumed maintenance.
Okay.
So that's pretty odd. That's pretty odd.
Huh.
You just got a lot of people working on this stuff hand over fist. It's a very busy time.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And, you know, you also have, concurrently, you've got a global financial system that's tuckered out with the Federal Reserve.
Right.
So this is a lot to take on, trying to rip out a new Treasury doc for us and not to have everything fall apart at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the institutions are working on overtime. Plus, the last time you were on my show, too, Q, you mentioned that there had been several assassination attempts on President Trump. Is that continuing? Have those attempts been stopped, or is that still something that what's called the White Hats still have to deal with in terms of?
So I'd rather not comment about that items, but you can assume that. Since day one, not everybody's on board with Mr. Trump there.
Yeah, right. What you
can assume that they can kill Donald Trump whenever they want.
Sure.
So that gentleman, many others are playing a tightrope act,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes their decisions aren't the decisions they want to make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, that's fine. Anything that I ask that you can't talk about, just tell me, and that's fine. What you talked about the financial a financial not revitalization, but a restructuring of the economic system. Will that include a revaluation of the currencies as well, what's called the RV?
So I'm not a huge fan of that title.
Okay. Go ahead and call it what you like.
It's got a lot of publicity, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think all of us have to start looking at our personal and professional decisions on why we think something is of value,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's gold, silver, or rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fond of the neighbor's cat more than I am anything monetary.
You know? Right, right.
In seriousness, we have an opportunity to service our neighbor without using anything, and it's very confusing to me why we keep relying on this this value system. And so many people that want to keep us, many entities that want to keep us into this system because mm-hmm. they can control us.
Mm-hmm. You mean
so that's why I'm not a big fan of the reevaluation, although okay. I am a big fan of reevaluating our current systems. I just think we need natural justice I believe natural justice is going to win out over the course of time. You can't own anything on this planet. And by the way, you only live here 5 minutes.
That's true.
In the but yes, you can things. assume you got Russia and China. They're ready to go. Both those countries are ready to go, and you're seeing cat and mouse mm-hmm. in some instance. But it's tough to get quality information. It is really tough. I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact since the last 2 years. There's more people watching the cartoon channel than there is CNN here in the United States. So it just shows you how much people think of the controlled mass media, how much credence they actually put into their so-called news stories.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is indicative, I think, of alternative media like my show and Simon Park's Connecting Consciousness shows, James Gillian shows, that all of those have alternative alternative information that people are hungry for. They're tired of being lied to and tired of not being told the truth. And it's about time that the truth get out, I think.
Yeah, outstanding to reference those individuals. They've just done an incredible job of giving us breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
And doing as best they can to get us some information that helps us in our consciousness as well as our, our intrinsic day in and day out life.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I would encourage everybody to look inside their heart and their core,
mm-hmm.
and just know that the mind and your state of being is all that matters.
Right.
Circumstances don't matter. It's done.
Right.
You're only right now. And, our goal in these posts is to always try and form a question with the information we're giving.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's a belief. You see it, you believe it, it becomes real. And so question is what I suggest we all do to make this world a better place.
Right.
Question, quit telling people, why don't we ask people? And that's with sincere love and gratitude.
Okay, that's good because that was going to be my next question. We've got about 11 minutes left, and I always love to ask this question, Q, about how would you advise people to make this world a better place? And you just,
Well, it's subjective, isn't it?
It is.
Ted?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I think the best thing we can do is take great care in our decisions for now and forever. Because I believe that our decisions and the outcomes of our decisions and our beliefs and our thoughts are forming much quicker than ever before on this planet.
Yeah, we're manifesting.
It's quite obvious that we are getting exactly what we want.
Right. Well, as we shift into the fifth dimension, And it's not that far away. We're looking at 6-7 months from now. Shasta will be, Mount Shasta will be one of the first places shifting into the fifth dimension. Your thoughts will manifest in physical form whatever you believe in. So if you believe in a beautiful, happy planet where people live in peace and harmony without war or conflict, that's what you'll manifest.
Yeah.
I really
appreciate you asking that question. I'm flattered. You're doing such incredible work that you would ask that of me and offer my opinion. When we look at ourselves, all we are is really just a glass of water, and our intentions and our beliefs are the only thing that move this glass of water around.
Yeah, that's amazing, because Dr. Emoto, you always used to say that we are 70% water, much like the planet Earth is also 70% water. So we're a mere reflection of this planet.
Yes. The other thing I want to suggest to people is start studying dirty power. And to make this world a better place, I suggest we get rid of fluorescent light, get rid of all electromagnetic frequencies, and quit zapping our babies with ultrasound. So it doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize babies shouldn't have cancer the day they're born. So I would suggest, at least in America, the way we install variable frequency drives and lighting systems is contaminating our buildings and our homes. And that's predominantly why we're all getting cancer, is we're delineating the body's natural frequency to realign, reorganize, and heal instantaneously. So I'd encourage everybody to maybe look at Sam Milham's work, Dr. Sam Milham, study electromagnetic frequencies, alternating current, and by all means get fluorescent light bulbs out of your house.
Okay, now I've got some fluorescent light bulbs actually in my bathroom. What should I do? Just take them out, and how do you replace them? Is it easy to replace them?
Fluorescent light bulbs. I meant fluorescent lighting systems. So the ballast and the whole thing needs to go.
Okay.
And it really needs to be within 20 feet, but I'm saying you need to get rid of all of them. And there are light drivers now that are coming out that will be electromagnetic frequency free. They will have harmonic filters with them, but they're a ways out. LEDs are no good too, but it's a longer story. But we have a lot of EMF that's being pumped into our grounding processes in America, and we're basically sharing your house. When it pumps EMF, it goes to your neighbor.
Oh, I see.
And okay. So forth, and so you feel like it's just one light. Well, now when you have 400 homes with one light, you've got an increase in output of EMF.
Let me ask you this question, Q, and I want to word it carefully. okay. The industry standard for wiring most buildings in the United States and other countries like Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, et cetera, that industry standard, does that translate into unwanted and unneeded cancer deaths that could be prevented if they used a different technology?
I have no problem saying 100%.
Okay.
And the standardization process is broken. As an example, in the UK, you can't install what is called a variable frequency drive on motors, pumps, air conditioners, et cetera, without a harmonic filter. But in America, you can't.
I see. And without the harmonic filter, does that increase people's cancer rates?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay. This sounds like the topic for a whole another program.
Yep. So this was unfortunately very well designed. And your suspect is the folks who made sure alternating current got put into our electrical grid.
Wasn't there a battle between Tesla and I don't remember who the actors were. This is late 19th century.
Yes, and of course the Edison Group, you can just point the finger right there.
Right, between AC and DC, right.
Right, so, I hate to be Debbie Downer today on some of this stuff, but
that's okay.
It's just an complete travesty to our society to see these huge cancer buildings going up, all these people being trained in the medical industry trying to solve the get the cure for cancer,
right,
when it's they're at the end of the pipeline and the people installing it are at the beginning of the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you remember when you used to use candles for light?
Yeah.
Oil lamps?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all need this power system, apparently. So I would encourage us all to look at other alternative power systems, but it's really the alternating current that is the issue, and getting direct phase filtration.
There would probably be great resistance among the entrenched power elites here in the country, in the United States anyway, against shifting from AC to DC, wouldn't there?
Yeah. I think I shared this with you a while back. Another example of how our universe works, mm-hmm, as it relates to Nikola Tesla,
mm-hmm,
he was adamant that, I may be wrong about the frequency, but I'm pretty sure he walked 3 to 5, maybe more, miles a day.
Oh, Nikola Tesla?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he understood the repowering of your body's electrical system, healing system,
sure,
of the body,
mm-hmm,
because you breathed in the oxygen.
Sure.
And you used it as a power source. And so if you notice that some of the best heart-based meditation you can do is through breathing technology, right?
Right, exactly.
And, maybe we would look at other beings that do a lot of breathing, mm-hmm, like the animals.
Q, I've got another question coming in from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
What do you see happening in the next 3 to 6 months? Always fun to see what you see in the future happening.
Well, that's a big question. You know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. You
mm-hmm
know, I mean, I have visibility to these indictments. You know, I'm getting a lot of good information about it, but it's,
mm-hmm,
the main thing that I see is healing the others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is going to be a lot of information coming out.
Uh-huh.
There's already been a lot of information coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Try and explain this to your parents, Ted, from where we were now compared mm-hmm to, you know, 5 years ago.
Right. Right.
So, you know, we should all get together in our communities and work out how we're gonna help the others would be my opinion. That's the biggest hurdle I believe we have coming, because this information that's already out is gonna be common knowledge for everyone.
Do you think it'll shift? The thing I'm seeing shifting with the advancement of the planet and the higher frequencies is shift from service to self to service to others, and more of a heart-based decision making process.
Yes. So, you know, the understanding of business is going to be a real good step for us all. You know, again, I think we've said it many times. We're going to have to throw up before we feel better.
I see.
And the understanding of what business really is will probably be the biggest shift in the next 6 months.
We've got about 2 minutes left, maybe a minute and a half left, Q. And I was going to ask you, do you think this bull market currently we have in the stock market will continue?
Could you repeat that real quick? Forgive me.
Do you think this bull market in the stock market is going to continue, or will there be a lot of structural changes happening in the coming year?
Yeah, this is just these are just games being played. You know, there's all sorts of puppet shows going on with raw materials as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So don't believe anything you see there.
Okay.
It's fun for now, but trust me, the cards can be pulled out anytime they want.
Sure, sure. We've got about 30 seconds left, and I wanted to give you the rest of the time, Q, to wrap up your wonderful interview today. And again, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Ted. I don't know what more I can add. I just encourage people to realize that we are consciousness, a loving consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the ability to grow our consciousness each and every day, and use our tools for the present, not the past.
Right, absolutely. Well, Q, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Ted, great care to you. Thank you so much for having me on. I hope I was some help.
You were great. Thank you so much, Q. And everyone listening, thank you so much. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. If you'd like to donate, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I hope everyone listening today has a really beautiful and happy day. Thanks so much for listening and supporting. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend.